500 samples. Information at worldgourmetfoods.com.
Could it be that we'll finally get some rain tomorrow? Well, meteorologist Ed Kieser will be along in 5 minutes with details on the weather. It'll be mostly sunny today, he says, high near 86. 65 on Friends Plaza as Jeff Bossert joins us for this hour's report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois Senator Barack Obama will make a return trip to Springfield this weekend, speaking at the same location where he launched his presidential campaign. Sean Crawford has more.
The last time Barack Obama stood outside the old state capitol in Springfield, he was a long shot to win the Democratic nomination. But his return will be a triumphant one. Just a couple of days before the Democratic National Convention gets underway in Denver, Obama will likely thank those who were with him from the start. It's possible he might also be traveling with his as-yet-unannounced pick for running mate. Thousands turned out for his presidential launch in February of last year. A huge crowd is also expected for this event. Obama has used the backdrop of the old state capitol while invoking another famous Illinois politician who served in that building, Abraham Lincoln. It's also where Lincoln delivered his famous House Divided speech. That makes it a fitting location for Obama as he tries to bring together a Democratic Party that became divided during a long and historic primary. I'm Sean Crawford.
The retiring Illinois Senate president says he may be leaving that position, but he'll remain a player in state politics. Emil Jones earlier this week said he would resign when his term ends this January. Amanda Beneke spoke with him at the state capitol.
Even as Democratic senators begin to scramble to take over Emil Jones' spot as president, Jones says he's going to remain involved.
I will still be involved, very involved politically. I enjoy what I'm doing.
Specifically, how he'll be involved, Jones didn't say. There's speculation Jones stepped down because of Barack Obama. One theory is if Obama is elected president, Governor Rod Blagojevich would appoint Jones to fill the open U.S. Senate seat. Jones played down that possibility to reporters.
Oh, that's what you're not. That is not. So you keep trying to tie my leaving to, and you guys shouldn't create those stories.
Another theory is that Jones retired so suggestions of dirty politics wouldn't taint Obama's campaign. Jones, who's known as an old-school Chicago-style politician, is Obama's mentor. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The Illinois Senate has rejected one of Governor Rod Blagojevich's attempts to change legislation using his veto power, but Blagojevich scored a victory when lawmakers accepted his changes to another bill. Lawmakers meeting in special session contended the Democratic governor exceeded his authority by creating a new bill that would free disabled military veterans from having to pay property taxes. Action to accept the veto got 27 votes. It needed 30. But Blagojevich's Rewrite to Do Right campaign succeeded when the Senate accepted his rewrite of a second bill, which now becomes law. However, some legislators predict it will be challenged in court. That measure allows parents to use insurance policies to continue covering unmarried children to age 26 or 30 if they're veterans. The chancellor of the University of Illinois' Urbana campus says his signature will not be on a call to lower the minimum drinking age. More than 100 college presidents and chancellors have added their names to something called the Amethyst Initiative. They're asking the federal government to lift a requirement for all states to keep their drinking age at 21 or lose highway funding. The administrators argue that a high minimum age has led to binge drinking, and lowering it would encourage college-age people to make responsible decisions about alcohol. U of I Chancellor Richard Herman doesn't buy the argument.
That's a bit of amateur psychology, which I'm not convinced holds water. I don't mean to debunk it entirely, but I think you'd probably find people on both sides of that argument. But it's at least it's not a particularly compelling one for me.
Herman questions if it's wise to change the law only because many college students break the law when they drink underage. He says the university's experience with unofficial St. Patrick's Day and its attraction to out-of-town students convinces him to leave the age where it is. Illinois Department of Public Health is reporting another case of human West Nile virus this year. The Montgomery County Health Department says a woman in her 80s fell ill at the end of last month. Earlier this month, state officials reported the first human case of West Nile, a woman in her 20s who became ill last month. Last year, Illinois had 101 human cases of the virus, including 4 deaths. The virus is transmitted by mosquitoes that pick up the infection from birds. Symptoms include fever, headache, and body aches. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. And, Ed, you have that chance of showers in there. Are you teasing us? Are you taunting us? Could we actually see some moisture?
Maybe.
It's getting pretty arid out there.
I know
we talked about this. I don't want to beat a point into the ground, but it's it is dry.
We're going to have scattered showers across Illinois and Indiana. So
scattered showers.
Some are going to get wet. Some are going to get probably quite wet, and others are going to say, hey, I didn't get mine. That's how it's going to be.
Well, you know, the problem that I've noticed is, and I'm not a master gardener or anything, but we had so much rain early that it's taking a lot of water to keep plants going because I don't think they put down really.